So are you one of those use a bath towel once and then wash it type of people?
No.
99.7 DJX. How many times?
Twice.
Then you're laundering it.
Yes.
Mm. Boy, I feel dirty.
How many times are you using a towel? Are you rocking one for a week?
I'm typically like, that's been hanging on the hook for a while. I should probably toss that in the laundry.
Oh, so we're not even really sure. We lost count?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My daughter, and this is why I bring this up. My daughter, she is a one and done.
Yeah.
She's a, and she uses two. One for hair, one for body.
Oh, you need to get her one of those like microfiber like turban things.
We do have that.
Oh, but she uses a regular bath towel on her head instead? So she's using two full-size bath towels?
Yes. Now I don't want to throw her under the bus too much because I don't know how, like, currently she may be just on one with the thing, but I feel like I've seen both. So I don't have that. That's not scientific evidence.
So it's allegedly.
Allegedly, this is my interpretation. But yes, she's a one and done. She'll use a towel, go up, and it's in the laundry.
Is she the one that does the laundry?
No.
I'm thinking the one that does the laundry has thoughts about that.
Yeah, I mean, so it's my wife and I who do a majority. Now, she does her own laundry, but a lot of times it's a, hey, bring your laundry down. We need to fill up this load. So, you know, just toss your stuff in there, too.
Yeah.
And most of the time, like the other day, I'm getting out of the shower and I'm like, where are the towels?
Oh, your crusty one was not on the hook anymore?
And there was no fresh ones. They were all gone. I'm like, we have a lot of towels. And there are only three people living in my house at this point.
You're standing there yelling for anyone to hear you. Dad's going to have to air dry unless somebody brings me a towel.
I know. Well, even that, then it's a dirty towel.
Yeah.
Because it's been sitting in the laundry. So, I'm typically a... I will dry and use a towel for a number of days. I don't necessarily have a certain day or threshold that it has to go over before I'm like, no, we're done.
Are you patting or are you like
getting
really
in there?
Getting in there and drying things.
I'm getting in there and I'm drying things. Mm. So that also makes, so then I start to think, where did this, you know, the towel and I have a special relationship. The towel's like Vegas.
It's been places most people don't see.
Right. And the towel is like Vegas. It's like, you know what happens here? It stays between us.
Sure. And then you're taking for granted others in the house know that's your towel. They're not using it as well.
Right. I have a hook.
Yeah.
They understand that.
Okay. So it's fine and if so your towel revisits your areas.
Yes. However, I do consciously every now and then think, I'm like, man, is this the part where I would have maybe like dried below the waist?
Oh, you're trying to then remember the parts of the towel?
Yeah.
That have been places?
Yeah, like I'll...
So those places don't go to like your faces?
Yeah.
Faces?
I do try to be cognizant of that. I'm responsible towel owner.
Realtor Keith says I'm rocking the towel at least a week.
Yeah, see, I kind of do that too. I think it is about a week
for me.
Like,
how dirty are you when you get out of the shower?
Yeah, you're clean.
It's the special places, though, that the towel can go.
Well, if you've showered properly or you bathed yourself properly,
right,
those special places should
be
clean.
Squeaky clean.
Yes, should be clean and odor-free. Yeah.
Victoria says, I pay the water bill and do the laundry, so we go 2-3 showers before washing the towels.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
2-3 showers.
Well, I'm about two, but then it starts to get... too, because I'm a fan of like fluffy goodness.
Yeah, that is good.
Which ours are kind of on their way out of that zone, even when they're freshly washed and folded in the closet.
Yeah,
so
I get that.
Already, I feel like we're working at a disadvantage with the towels that we have right now because they're not at their fluffy goodness where they were when I bought
them.
So
are you like a strict
two and done because then it's like cardboard.
And so you keep track of that.
I need a warm hug from a fluffy towel.
You keep track of that, though.
Well, I just, yeah, it just okay. is natural. Like, I know in my head, like, okay, it's a
do you
day.
Do you shower every day, or are you like a once every other day type
no,
of person?
I'm a shower every day.
Every day. Okay.
Yeah. I got to wake up. It yeah. wakes me up. And I need the warm hug.
Yeah. See, I shower
of the
at
water
night.
Water to help in the morning, just like, you know, it give. I just need that hug. Like, it's okay. I know you're awake and you don't want to be. I'm going to give you a nice warm
okay.
hug. Yeah, I have to be, like, eased into it.
All right.
And I want that nice, I got a big fluffy robe, too.
Yeah. The one you stole from the hotel?
No, I didn't steal that one. I found found the same one
sure.
on eBay, and I'm waiting for it to come in the mail. But that is just, that's more of a soft, gauzy, luxurious
uh-huh.
thing.
Right, I'm not sure
if I'm even getting that. I'm not putting that on my wet body.
Really?
Yeah, no. Oh. That is just for when I'm lounging
that's a,
around
that's
the
a lounging.
That's an after,
gotcha.
At the end of the day, relaxing robe. My big fluffy is what I'm putting on right out of the shower.
All right, that's
also
all I wanted.
Also part of the hugging process I need in the morning.
That's all I wanted to discuss.
Okay,
thank you.
That was
thank you
really...
very much. Appreciate that.
I'm going to go back to where you were talking about, like, just only top tier material gets on the show.
Yeah.
How many times you use a towel? Made the cut. Okay.
Hateful.
I'm just gauging the filter. I'm gauging the filter in your brain.
My filter's broken, maybe. I don't
with
know.
Which you weigh the material.
I'm weighing material.
In front of you.
Yeah, right.
Me thinks that something was a little blank.
I'm like, towels? On the show.
Like 2 hours ago, and you're like, all right, good enough.
You know what? On the show.
Relatable. This goes in the relatable category.
That's right.
Yes.
We're real people. We're not AI.
It's not all going to be salacious and scandalous and wildly funny. There's the relatable category. We hit a lot of different categories.
So you're saying this segment wasn't wildly funny?
It wasn't.
Well, that's hateful, too. I'm offended.
It was relatable.
Mm.
It was a
that's
sharing
Kelly's
corner.
Code word for this was a boring segment. Let's move on.